Welcome to Chapter by Chapter, a program designed to encourage you to read a chapter in your Bible every day. And here with a summary of today's chapter is Sandy Adams.
In Titus chapter 3, the Christian is reminded that he is a member of the kingdom of God and the kingdom of men. We have a responsibility toward both. It's our job to obey the laws of the Lord and the laws of the land. Have pity on the lost. Never forget that we too were once unsaved sinners. It was not our righteous deeds or good works that led to our salvation. God saved us on account of His mercy. He had pity on us. He loved us enough to purify our blemished and broken hearts. God not only cleansed us, but regenerated us. A bath will wash the dirt off my little boy, but it has no effect on his desire to get dirty. The work of Jesus, though, not only cleansed, but changed my heart. A divine transplant took place the day I was saved. My nature was replaced with the nature of Jesus. Now my desires are different. The mature believer knows what's worth fighting for and what's not. They say a dog can whip a skunk, but is it really worth the effort? Some arguments are not worth winning if we lose a brother in the process. Yet there are people who seem to delight in being divisive. Such a person cannot be allowed to harm the harmony of a church. Warn him twice, and if he doesn't change his way, send him on his way. Paul gives instructions to his pals, and he closes the letter by reminding us that our actions speak louder than our words.
Chapter by Chapter is the radio ministry of Calvary Chapel, Stone Mountain, Georgia, and its pastor, Sandy Adams. If you would like a cassette of a complete study of today's chapter, contact us toll-free at 8777-BY-CHAP. That's 8777-BY-CHAP. Or on the web, where you can listen again to today's chapter at calvarychapelstonemountain.com. Thanks for listening.